Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
They're Papa and Lund, or Greg and John if you want to get personal. Got Google Nest? If so, listen to the sports leader at home. This is KNBR 104.5 at 6.8.
I think he does. I mean, he's communicated that both publicly to our fan base through our media, and then privately. You know, this is where he wants to play. But it doesn't always work out that way, so you have to kind of, you know, caution yourself a little bit with it. But, you know, I'm sure if you're any player, there's always curiosity of elsewhere, right?
That's Brian Cashman, apparently, by those who track planes. Because they have nothing better to do. Aaron Judge is on his way to San Diego to the winter meetings. Let's get all the latest. Randy Miller's of Palomar's that joined our show a while ago and got a lot of people, a lot of Giants fans excited that Aaron Judge was going to be coming our way, but it is coming down to it, Yankees and Giants, and he's expected to make a choice shortly. At Randy J. Miller, make sure that you follow him. NJ Advanced Media, Yankees beat writer, and has known Aaron Judge for a long time, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Randy, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. So get us the latest. Do you still feel the same way you did when we spoke previously that Judge is coming our way? What's going on?
I still think the Giants have a great shot. I know I feel like I've been on an island here. Maybe John Morosi has jumped on a little bit lately, but I think that comes from a lot of New York writers. Look at this. The Yankees have the most money. They usually get what they want, but I think it still comes down to it's going to be where will he be the most happiest. And I know that Aaron Judge and his family were not happy about the booing, even more so the teammates than Aaron in the playoffs. And I still think it comes down to if the Giants can convince Aaron that they will be competitive, not just playoff contenders, but a chance to go to the World Series every year. Throughout his contract from year one to year nine, or maybe even 10, if it goes to 10, because I think Trey Turner's contract yesterday could force teams to go up even another year. I think he will go to the Giants.
Hey, Randy, we're excited in the Bay Area. Steph Curry was voted the SI Sportsman of the Year, but your guy, Aaron Judge, got Time Magazine Sportsperson of the Year, which is a great honor. He had a lot of quotes in there. You know, we go back to the Yankees' initial offer in the spring of 7 years, $213.5 million. And yeah, he didn't like the booing, that's obvious. And they were booing him to start the year because he had one home run his first 55 plate appearances. In between, he broke one of the most hallowed records in Yankee history by getting Maris and Babe. But the quotes he had to Time Magazine were pretty strong, that he was miffed that the Yankees leaked out the offer. So just give us, because you covered him the entire year going back to the spring, and we had you on right after that, you know, sweep at the hands of the Astros, and he went 1-for-16. Just what do you think his overall disposition right now is with the New York Yankees?
That definitely is something that upset him in Aaron Judge's mind, that broke loyalty, and you don't do that with Aaron Judge. That's why Aaron Judge has a small-time agent, Paige Odell, who has been with him for years and years. And why is no information coming out? Because Paige has been loyal. I'm sure the Scott Boras have tried to come and take Judge away. That happens a lot, but it didn't happen with Aaron Judge because his agent has been loyal. And that's the one thing with Aaron. When he tells you things, reporters also, he does not want them out. Aaron knew that the figure would be coming out, but to hear the Yankees announce it that day, and that was opening day, I believe, right before the game at Yankee Stadium. And Aaron was very upset, and he has not forgiven them for that. I believe that came from Randy Levine, the team president, that wanted to announce it. That's what I've heard. Cashman is the one that announced it. Cashman's certainly taking the hit, I think, from Judge's side. But regardless, the Yankees announcing that as if to say, look, Yankee fans, we're not cheap. Look at the money we gave him. Look at the money we're offered. He turned down. But the quotes behind that, the insinuation that Judge was this money-hungry guy, really aided him. And he's having trouble getting past that. And I think when you tie that into the booing that he wouldn't get in San Francisco, you tie that into the fact that how loyal he is to his parents, there's also comes into loyalty. And you come into the fact that he's now married. At some point, he's going to have children. And he could have his parents and his wife's parents watch the kids when he's on the road, be a part of their lives. I think that loyalty factor is tied into all of this, which, again, I think it comes down to if the Giants can convince him that they will be competitors, don't just sign him and try to sell tickets, but do some other things to show to win, I still think he's going to go to the Giants.
Randy Miller joining us again. A great insight into Aaron Judge. Has known him for a long time, covered him a long time for the Yankees, at Randy J. Miller. Make sure you're following me. And just that quote out of the Time magazine, just so people are aware of it, the Judge turned down the $213.5 to stay in the Bronx for the next 7 years. He said, we kind of said, hey, let's keep this between us. I was a little upset the numbers came out. I understand it's a negotiation tactic, but putting pressure on me, turn the fans against me, turn the media on me, that part of it I didn't like. In regards to, so you've talked about becoming more competitive, the Giants, but as far as the numbers concerned that you just talked about, with Trey Turner getting 11-300 and a lot of people projecting that Judge's deal was going to be 8-300, or as Jeff Passan said, in the neighborhood of 8-300, what would we be then looking at as far as the numbers are concerned in your mind to get Aaron Judge in orange and black?
It's my belief the Giants already have a 9-year offer on the table. That's what I believe. But I think when you look at the Turner situation, he got, what, 11 years?
Yeah.
And he's, I think, 10 months younger than Judge, I believe. When you look at that, it might force a team to go up to 10 years for Judge. I would think that's what the agents will be asking for. I think they'll also be able to say, hey, Turner's a shortstop. He's a speed guy. He's not going to be able to play shortstop and be a base dealer for 11 years. At some point, Aaron Judge will be able to be a DH and theoretically still be a big producer. And he's, I think, going to keep himself in better shape than someone like a Pujols did, that he might be competitive, put up big numbers throughout, close to the length of his contract. But let's face it, you're paying for premium years, 5, 6, hopefully 7 years or so, maybe 8. You're going to eat some money at the end of that contract. But I think that the Turner situation, that could force teams to go up and get him another year. And from what I've heard when I talked to you the last time, that the Giants were not going to be outbid, I think this comes down to, from what I'd heard from people that talk in San Francisco, people I know that are close to the Giants, that they want to start building a new brand here, and they think Judge is the guy, and they're going to do what it takes to get him. And they know that they need to sell tickets. They know they want to bring back fans, and they know the Judge will bring in other people and maybe start this a new winning tradition. Look, the Giants won the 3 World Series in a 5-year span there, but I think they're looking – look what the Yankees have done, 25 winning seasons in a row. I think they want to get to the point where they're competitive for more than 3 or 4 or 5 years. They want this – and Judge can be the guy that leads them down that road to be competitive with the Dodgers for 10 years, 15 years. And
Randy, when
I
you joined us
– be outbid.
Yeah, Randy, when you joined us last time, and it was right after he got booed a few days later in the American League Championship Series, you laid all this out for us, and I agree with everything you're saying on the 9-year offer on the table and the Giants are all in. But one thing you said is that the Giants have to demonstrate to Aaron that they can win. He's walking away from a playoff team, the 27-time World Series champions and all of that. He wants to go, and he's going into a National League West where the Dodgers are the behemoths, and you've got San Diego and obviously a loaded National League. He wanted the Giants to acquire some pieces. You mentioned Anthony Rizzo. That obviously didn't happen. The Yankees struck quickly and re-signed him. If they get to the deal in principle, is Aaron gonna want the final to be before he signs to know who else is coming and who might those names be?
Yes, I think that if Aaron signs, I think that they will share, and that's common to share with stars what you're planning to do. I think that there's a good chance that they'll go out and get a shortstop, maybe get Bogart or get Swanson to come in and play short. They wouldn't cost as much as Judge. Maybe get a pitcher, maybe a second tier pitcher, maybe a tie-on, maybe bring back Rodon, who I think is probably going to be too expensive. I think he's going to get probably money that's maybe some teams are desperate and overvaluing him and going to pay him too much. But I think he'll know if Judge signs, and I heard the same thing you did. Judge is, I believe, supposed to be on a private jet now from Tampa to San Diego after going to the Buccaneers Kings game last night. There are some people I know nothing's coming out of the Judge camp whatsoever. A colleague of mine ran into one of Judge's agents or someone, a right-hand man, earlier today, and would have give up zero information, and that's par for the course. You're not going to get anything out of Judge's camp. I don't think there have been any leaks whatsoever.
Yeah. Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Paige Odell and PSI have been tight-lipped. John Heyman, John and Randy just sent out a tweet. Giants are in big with a big offer to Judge, believed to be $360 million neighborhood. But the assumption slash belief among rivals is that Yankees remain the favorites. Yankees are hopeful, but they say they still don't know. So you said 9 years, so that would be the $40 million a year. Easy math, mm-hmm. 9 years for $360 million. So if he is en route, as you believe, and those are the reports, and he walks into the lobby at the hotel in San Diego, does he go to Cashman Suites first and tries to match that, or to Farhan's? I mean, how do you think this plays out? And this is the 30-year anniversary of the Giants signing Barry Bonds away from Pittsburgh. Larry Bear loves symmetry like that to get him done today on December the 6th of 2022. So do you think it's possible Aaron Judge, picks his new team or his old team sometime today, Randy?
I think it could happen tonight. I think it could happen tomorrow. I was in Pittsburgh when that happened. I'm a native Pittsburgh. I was a backup writer at the Pirates at the time. I remember that well when Bonds signed with the Giants. I don't think Judge is the type of person that will play one team off another. I know years ago, Bobby Bonilla played the Phillies to get as much money as he can with the from the Mets. Judge is a strong Christian man who believes in doing things the right way. The Yankees, I know Cashman a couple times has come out and said that he has not been assured that he will get a chance to match. I believe Judge will talk to his agent, talk to his wife, talk to his parents, and make a final decision on what will make him happy. And he's not going to use the Yankees to up the Giants offer. I think he'll do it the right way. That's the way Aaron Judge is. And if he comes to the Giants, you will see pretty quickly that this is a pretty legit man in addition to a pretty good baseball player.
Randy, tremendous insight again. We appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you. Not only this time around, but last time as well. Thank you so much.
Anytime, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
At Randy J. Miller, again, the latest, and he stays steadfast in his belief that the Giants are going to sign Aaron Judge. And as you just said, John Heyman comes out. Giants are in with a big offer to Judge, believed to be $360 million. But the assumption, belief among rivals is that the Yankees remain the favorites. The Yankees are hopeful, but say they still don't know. What's interesting about this is, and I don't look, this is speculation on my part, and I'm certainly hoping that Aaron Judge comes here, so it's not exactly objective. But when I keep hearing that executives think this and think that, and then I hear Randy say that they're so tight-lipped on that side of things, and I watched Brian Cashman on the YES Network. Maybe he's just a great actor, but he seriously did not know what was going on with Aaron Judge. He didn't know. It was news to him that Aaron Judge was coming out to San Diego. Again, maybe he's not telling the truth. There's strategic things going on here. I understand that. But it sounds to me like the Yankees are a little bit in the dark, but yet executives who probably don't know are speculating it's still the Yankees because they don't believe he would leave the Yankees. But the more you hear, the more you think Aaron Judge could be coming here.
Well, I have felt a strong feeling on this, and that's redundant. I'm getting the vibe, and I have for about a week, that he is coming here. And I, you know, just talking to people that were in the room for the meetings, and, you know, I think Paige Odell's directive from him was to get the best possible offer. And the Yankees have made multiple offers. They haven't just made the one that's been reported at 8 years, 300. They've gone up. And now this figure is big. This is 9 years, $40 million a year. This will take them to, what, age 39, John, or age 40? I think 39. That's a big contract for a guy with a little bit of a history of knee issues. And you do have a DH universally in baseball now. The National League is there. I think he could also play some first base. But, you know, he's a dominant player, had one of the greatest single seasons in the history of baseball and the greatest walk year in the history of baseball. You heard what Randy said, and this is the vibe you got all year, is that the Yankee offer pissed him off. He didn't like the fact that it was leaked out. I remember being back on the East Coast for the entire month of May and listening to Michael Kay a lot, and there was certainly a Yankee spin. And Michael's his own man. He speaks his mind, but he is the voice of the Yankees. He does have intel from them, and he brought up all of the warts of Aaron Judge's ability. And, you know, getting hurt a lot and striking out a lot, being a streaky player, they made him an offer. They're certainly not going to go more than 7 years, which they offered. Well, they went to eight. And now, will they go to nine? And will they go to nine? I mean, $300 for eight is 37 and a half. Do they have to match? I don't think it's that case. I think this is a quality of life situation. He's going to get a lot of quantity. He's going to get a lot of money. And he could squeeze out a little bit more. I think one thing you have to factor in is the state tax in California is higher than New York State. New York State is high because of Manhattan, and the whole state gets dragged down by you know, just keeping Manhattan going, but it's not as high as California in 13.3. So the amount of money you make in California is not the same as what you would make in New York State, and the Yankees are in the Bronx. Deferred money is also out there as well. Not all contract offers. They could be identical contract offers. The state income tax does impact that, and then deferred payments. Well, when is he going to get the $360 million? Is he going to be alive for all of that? How are they structuring it? So there's a lot in play here on how this is going to work. But my vibe is everything we've been hearing from Randy, and he's a straight shooter. When he was on the first time, you're like, he knows Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge, to his credit, a lot of time has passed here since they last booed him to today, and he's got to make this call. Is that I think he's had this set up in his mind, and I you know, we didn't know. It's just one man's decision, and Paige Odell is the agent that has to execute the deal. But if Aaron's smart, the agent works for you. Where do you want to play? Where do you want to be? And then we'll work out the money. And then he's got to sit down with Farhan and Gabe. How do I win? I'm leaving the New York Yankees. I'm going to an 81-win team with the Dodgers and Padres in your division. How do I win? So I think he wants to come home. I think there's just some things that they had to assure him to get him to come home. And now he's flying to the West Coast to go to San Diego. And he's going to walk through that lobby in the hotel here, John, in a little bit of time. And he's not going there to be seen. I think he's going there to sign a contract. And then we'll see where it goes from here. So I am getting a strong feeling, and I have been for about a week's time, that Aaron Judge is coming home. He's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
And again, these are things that, yeah, you're optimistic, and we're sitting here in San Francisco, so maybe it's not completely objective on my part. But if you start putting puzzle pieces together, and I watched this online yesterday, it was Brian Cashman saying he hadn't talked to the Judge camp lately. He was unaware he was coming to the winter meetings in San Diego. He's coming to the West Coast. If those things are all true, those are indications, typical indications that a guy's leaving your team because you're not communicating. He's not communicating with your side. And why would he come all the way to San Diego to re-sign with the Yankees?
Well, he's got to sign a contract somewhere. And if they're there, that's where he would go. I don't know, when he lands and he walks in the lobby, he's not going to walk through the lobby.
No
way.
They're
going to have a private car take him in the back. Yeah. He's not going to be seen. So this is going to be done, but he's coming here to finalize his deal, and he needs to. A lot of signings have already occurred. DeGrom signed, Verlander signed, Trey Turner signed. There's a lot of big money guys that are coming off the board. We want you, Aaron Judge, in New York. We want you in San Francisco. But if we don't get you, we got to move on. And then if we do get you, we got to add to the team because we didn't win the World Series last year. We didn't make the playoffs. If you're the Giants, there are other things we got to do. And Farhan's talking about, you know, adding a second outfielder. If you bring in Judge, John, do you get Nimmo too? Well, I mean, you know, they got about $100 million to spend before they're up against the tax line. How do you structure the deal? Do you backload the deal? Do you front load the deal? How do you do this? You know, part of it is you got to prove to him that you can win. You know, Nimmo would be a guy, and I go back to the conversation we had with Jim Bowden. I think he's a quality outfielder, but I haven't watched him all that much. Jim has. He thinks he profiles more as a left fielder. You put Nimmo in left, Aaron Judge in center, Mike Yastrzemski in right? That is a quality outfield. And obviously Aaron Judge can DH and play center field. When Yaz is out of the lineup, he could play right field. Right field at Oracle Park is challenging. It's the most difficult outfield in baseball. Left field at Fenway for a different reason. Right field at Oracle's hard. Yaz is great at it. We want to make our team best. If it's Aaron Judge in center, and then you add a left fielder, which is, you know, a lesser outfielder. If you ever got Bellinger, you know, Aaron Judge could go to left field, put Bellinger in center. So there's a lot of things here, John, but this is starting to hum here, and he's en route from Tampa, from the West Coast to here. So it's going to be really interesting here in the coming hour. I don't think it'll happen by the time our show is over, but maybe, as they say, by the end of the day, they could make it 30 years to the signing of bonds. 30 years later, exactly to the day, they could sign Aaron Judge.
We'll keep you up to date on everything. Text line is wide open. Hit us up on your thoughts. How are you feeling about Aaron Judge potentially coming to the Giants? He's en route, apparently, to San Diego, and it looks like he's going to sign a contract shortly with either the Yankees or the Giants. There are a bunch of other names floating around as well. We'll keep you updated on those.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.